Hey there, awesome listeners. Welcome back to The Stoic Way, your daily dose of wisdom and inspiration to build a life filled with discipline, detachment, and inner peace. It's me, your girl Madison Lane, here to help you navigate this crazy journey called life with a little bit of Stoic magic. Now, today we're diving into something super important, something that can seriously impact your well-being, relationships, and overall happiness. Creating healthy boundaries. Ever felt like you're constantly giving, 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 but never quite receiving? You know that feeling when you say yes to everything, even when you really want to say no? Yeah, we've all been there. Listen, setting boundaries isn't about being selfish or putting up walls. It's about honoring your needs and values, protecting your energy, and making space for the things that truly matter. Think of it as self-care on a whole new level. You deserve to have your limits respected, and saying no sometimes is actually a superpower, not a weakness. So let's break down 5 key takeaways about creating those healthy boundaries in your life. First up, know yourself. What are your values? What makes you feel drained or uncomfortable? Take some time to reflect on what's important to you and identify your non-negotiables. Once you know your deal breakers, it's way easier to say no when necessary. It's like having a personal mission statement to guidepost for all those decisions that come your way. Next, communicate clearly and directly. Don't beat around the bush or leave things open to interpretation. When you need to set a boundary, be upfront about it. Use I statements to express your needs and feelings. For example, instead of saying you're always interrupting me, try I feel frustrated when I'm interrupted. Could we please finish my thoughts before jumping in? Thirdly, practice consistency. Boundaries aren't one-time declarations, they require ongoing effort and reinforcement. Don't give in to pressure or guilt trips just because someone is asking repeatedly. Remember, your needs matter just as much as theirs. Think of it like training a muscle. The more you exercise those boundaries, the stronger they become. Fourth, be prepared for pushback. Not everyone will be thrilled about your new boundaries, especially if they're used to crossing them. Some people might get defensive or try to manipulate you. Stay firm and reiterate your needs calmly and assertively. Remember, you have the right to protect yourself. It's like being a superhero. Sometimes you gotta stand up for what's right, even when it's tough. Finally, remember self-compassion. Setting boundaries can be challenging, especially at first. Be kind to yourself if you stumble or falter. Learning takes time and practice. Celebrate your successes, acknowledge your progress, and keep moving forward. You're doing great. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's Friday night, you've had a long week, and all you really want to do is curl up with a good book and some takeout. But then your friend calls, wanting to go out for drinks, dinner, and dancing the whole shebang. You're torn, you don't really feel like going out, but you don't want to let your friend down. This is where those healthy boundaries come in handy. Instead of saying yes out of obligation or guilt, try this. Hey, I really appreciate the invite, but I'm feeling super drained this week. How about we catch up next weekend? You're still being friendly and acknowledging their request, but you're also prioritizing your own needs and well-being. Think about it, wouldn't it be better to spend that Friday night recharging and truly enjoying some downtime? That way, when you do hang out with your friend, you'll be more present and engaged. It's a win-win. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways for creating those healthy boundaries in your life. Remember, know yourself. Communicate clearly. Be consistent. Prepare for pushback. Practice self-compassion. These aren't just words, folks, they're tools to build a happier, more fulfilling life. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some boundaries you've been working on setting in your own life? Share your experiences and insights with me on social media using #StoicWay. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode packed with wisdom and inspiration. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.